and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today, this Thursday, July 2nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. During the break, we just got a breaking press news story sent to the radio station. House Speaker Matt Hall says that recent attempts to negotiate numerous policy bills alongside the full fiscal year 2027 budget deal has slowed down based on progress to this point. We're finishing everything by Independence Day may not happen. With the number of functional sessions day left today dwindling away, odds of a productive lame duck growing as long as the possibilities of Republicans maintaining the House, Hall is using the clock and Lansing's collective desire to get a budget done before 4th of July to push through almost 18 months of wish list items. Policy issues are slowing down the budget, said Hall. For example, hospital pricing transparency, medical debt, housing, tax abatements, the regulation on gas station drugs, kratom, and possibly even economic development are among the many items being pushed to the front burner. Meanwhile, many of the big spending items in what is expected to be basically a ho-hum budget are mostly settled. Well, on top of that, astute term-limited members are realizing that right now may be their last chance to get their legislative priorities pushed through, and they're making their wishes known. Hall is trying to push his members' priorities policy-wise and or budget-wise to give them something to take back to their districts before the August 4th primary. Well, the Speaker, Matt Hall, is finding a willing partner in the Senate who's also interested in passing its members' priorities through the lower chamber. K-12 Subcommittee Chairman Darren Calamari told reporters yesterday that the House is bringing a lot of different discussions into the mix. So we're trying to solve all these problems at the same time. When you're doing a lot of big policy bills or big items in the budget, it takes time to to get through each one of the individual items. I don't think it's any secret that we've not passed much legislation this term. But the budget, we have to do. Calamari added that it's a high priority for the Senate Democrats and the governor to solve these problems, and that's what we're attempting to do. We've not really done it yet. We are trying to get it done, and if it happens, it will end up being part of the final budget process. As far as the K-12 budget is concerned, Calamari conceded he doesn't believe it will be much different than last year's. School meals programs are being funded, and we are looking at all the other remaining parts of the budget. We just now have to work it out with the House. Looks like they're going to leave without getting it done. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Again, this breaking news email that we just got at the radio station for today. House Bill 5630, the school aid fund budget sitting with the House Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Bolin, K through 12 Subcommittee Chair Tim Kelly, and State Representative Democrat Joe Tate. These three, two Republicans, one Democrat, have been named to be the House conferees. Calamari, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony, the two Democrats from the Senate, and Republican Rick Outman were named the Senate conferees. Well, the committee has posted for a 1 p.m. reservation of the House Appropriations Committee room. Senate Bill 878 is the general fund big omnibus bill, along with Ann Bolin, the House Appropriations Committee chair, Senator Sean McCann, Democrat from Kalamazoo, and Republican Representative Rick Outman have been named the Senate conferees. The House conferees of Bolin, Matt Maddock, and Joe Tate, well, they have scheduled and reserved the Senate Appropriations Committee room for 1:15 today. It's highly unlikely either full budget will be ready to roll out for a floor vote at that time. It's expected that both conference committees will gavel in and will go at ease until much later in the day. We obviously have not made the July 1st deadline, said Calamari, and that's frustrating. It's frustrating for lawmakers. It's frustrating for our residents. But we tried to do our best and to meet the obligations that we have, which is to fund the schools and to fund our government by a July 1st deadline, but we failed. So, kind of an interesting last-minute update coming from Lansing here, which appears to be possibly their last legislative day. Again, tomorrow, Friday, July 3rd, is the legal observance of Independence Day. Government offices, the mail, banks, most of them probably close tomorrow in observance of Saturday, which is 4th of July. Now, an interesting story having to do with the upcoming debates. Gubernatorial candidates having agreed to debate. Well, the campaign manager for Republican gubernatorial candidate John James is asking the Detroit News to pull down a banner ad that was paid for by the Perry Johnson campaign that questions whether John James will show up for two televised Republican gubernatorial debates next week. Jackson Gross said the Johnson campaign is pushing a knowingly false and deceptive ad on the heels of President Donald Trump's endorsement of John James' bid for governor. Jackson of the James campaign said, "This is what fraudsters do. It's time for Republicans to unite against the radical left. The Detroit News should pull this ad immediately." Well, in response, a spokesperson from the Detroit News said, "The Detroit News permits political advertising that complies with local legal requirements. The content stated in the ad does not constitute an endorsement or reflects the views of the Detroit News, as we do not evaluate ads based on their viewpoints." Well, Perry Johnson's campaign trumpeted the purchase of the banner ad on the Detroit News yesterday morning, questioning whether James, who did not appear at forums earlier in the campaign, whether he was going to show up on the Fox 2 debate with Roop Raj on July 8th, and then Wood TV in Grand Rapids debate with Rick Elvin on July 9th. The banner ad reads, John James can't hide anymore. Question is, will James finally have the courage to show up? The banner ad itself has an empty mic at the podium with John James' name on it. Lying liberal loser John James can't hide anymore. Will James finally have the courage to show up? Paid for by the Perry Johnson for Governor campaign. Well, another consultant to John James, Tory Sachs. This is ridiculous. We agreed to participate on these debates back on April the 29th. But maybe Perry Johnson's forgotten. Maybe he's recently developed Biden dementia. Whoa. That's a pretty good counterpunch. The line of attack comes as Johnson camp steps up its level of aggressiveness after President Trump endorsed John James last week. Local clerks have sent out their first wave of absentee ballots for the August 4th primary. Well, the reason Perry Johnson's campaign is running it is because James' well-documented absence from Republican gubernatorial forums last year, 2025, and most of them so far this year. Interesting, Johnson wasn't at the early debates because he didn't announce his candidacy until January 26. The early sponsored by the Michigan Republican Party debates back in 2025 featured six candidates. However, only one of them, former Attorney General Mike Cox, is still in the race. James was in the campaign at that point, having publicly announced way back on April 7th of 2025. But he refused to participate until he determined exactly what the final campaign race was going to be against. For example, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nisbet dropped out after the filing deadline, but will still appear on the ballot. Former Speaker Tom Leonard turned in his signatures, but withdrew before the deadline. Pastor Ralph Rebant was kicked off the ballot for not getting enough signatures. Anthony Hudson switched parties and secured the Libertarian Party nomination this past weekend. Ask My Tax leader Carla Wagner dropped out before the filing deadline and was exploring an independent run. Well, today the Johnson campaign framed their candidate as an outsider who will root out waste, while James is the failed insider who spent years protecting the system instead of fixing it. Well, another consultant working for James' campaign, Brian Smitsky, responding to Tory Sachs' comment, said, given John James' lying in history on the border wall and his vote for kill switches in automobiles, we take seriously the rumors that he's trying to get debates canceled. There's a difference between agreeing to a debate and actually showing up. And it makes one wonder why John James' campaign won't flat out say it, that he will be showing up at these two debates. Saying he agreed back in April doesn't mean he'll be there next week. So we'll follow this story. Again, the debate scheduled in Detroit, Fox 2 Detroit, Wednesday, July 8th. And then Rick Elbum's Wood TV in Grand Rapids, Thursday, July the 9th. We'll see who, in fact, actually shows up, and we'll talk about it next week's show. One other short, quick note. William Null, one of the men who was acquitted in the kidnapping plot against Governor Gretchen Whitmer, sought the Libertarian Party's nomination for lieutenant governor, but he lost it at last weekend's convention. According to the chair of the Libertarian Party of Michigan, Null initially ran June 28th convention as a candidate for governor, but quickly changed his position to lieutenant governor, where he lost to Dynamic Carbon Credits CEO Bo Parmenter. Null said earlier last year, "My plan was try to get my name on the ballot for governor. However, he failed to collect the necessary signatures and did not make it." Now, he even lost the nomination for lieutenant governor for the Libertarian Party of Michigan. Eric Molitor, who was also acquitted in Antrim County in connection to charges connected to the kidnap plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, he previously ran for sheriff in Wexford County back in 2024. He lost the Republican primary to incumbent sheriff Trent Taylor. This should all but end the political speculation of these particular gentlemen who were acquitted in the kidnapping plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, ultimately ending in their failing to win the races that they ran for. We also are going to be talking about in an energy emergency resolution. Legislature yesterday passed a resolution extending Michigan's state of energy emergency before it expires, a move that functionally allows the lower cost gasoline to be sold in 8 Southeast Michigan counties, saving drivers anywhere from 10 to 20 cents per gallon. Heading into the 4th of July weekend, the impacted counties are Lenawee, Officer Rick's, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne County. The House Concurring Resolution 8, sponsored by Representative Donnie Steele of Lake Orion and Senator Darren Calamari of Trenton. Both of them were signed and hopefully will give lower gas prices for downstate residents planning on coming to northern Michigan. By the way, Costco in Traverse City yesterday, $3.60 a gallon. Freddy's over in Atlanta, $2.99. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.